My guest this morning on the Morning Information Center here on the Pulse of New Hampshire is singer-songwriter Gilbert O'Sullivan. You remember him from the hits he had in the 70s, the celebrated and beloved worldwide charting artist who had charted 16 top 40 records, including six number one songs, the first of which was 1970's Nothing Rhymed. Across his career, he has recorded 20 studio albums. The music magazine Record Mirror voted him the top UK male singer of 1972. And of course, his worldwide number one hit, Alone Again, naturally celebrated its 50th anniversary in 2022 and was nominated for three Grammy Awards. Gilbert O'Sullivan joins me this morning. Good morning, Gilbert.
Yes, good morning to you, Mike.
Nice to have you with us on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Gilbert O'Sullivan joining us, singer-songwriter. Got a brand new album out called Driven and a new tour date. He'll be in Boston on March 11th, coming to our area as well. Nice to speak to you. I have to ask you, do you ever get tired of people saying, it's Gilbert O'Sullivan of Alone Again Naturally fame? Do you ever get tired of that?
No, it doesn't bother me at all. I've not actually heard anybody say that to me, but it doesn't bother me.
It was such a great song and such a great song that hit the charts here, and you had a slew of hits in the 70s, and you've been making music for over the decades, and now you've got a brand new album out. What type of things have you been writing about, and what kind of music are you bringing out to the people these days?
Well, I kind of, you know, I'm one of these people that I don't go into analyze how, why, or what I do. Suffice to say that I love writing songs and stuff, so the subject matter stems from the melodies I can come up with. And it's a process, not rocket science. I've been doing it since I was around 15 years old. And so the process is pretty much the same, a good melody, then I'll sit down and try and come up with a good lyric. That's all it takes. So for all the years that I've been doing it, I haven't lost the love of it or the enthusiasm for doing it. It's that enthusiasm which leads then to doing 12 songs to make an album.
Sure.
And so you know, that's pretty much my career thus far.
Going back to the 70s, you talk about the number one hit, Alone Again, Naturally. You know, the thing is, you know, when you write songs, do you ever realize, do you ever think that this song is the one that's going to hit the top of the charts? This one is going to make a connection with the listeners out there?
No, I don't go there. I don't do that. I think that's kind of dangerous. If you were in that kind of approach to your writing, then every time you wrote something, you'd be thinking, is this the one that's going to do what the last one did? No. All you can do, success for you as a writer can be when you've completed what you think is a good song. End of story. Because you have no control how it will be received if it goes out to the outside world.
Yeah.
So all you need to do is concentrate on the work and don't worry about if it can be a success. Everybody, the best known writers in the world have written songs that have not happened, have not been successful. So it's not unusual for that to happen. You just battle on. Some may hit, may work, but others may pass you by.
You know, we're speaking to Gilbert O'Sullivan, and I was a fan of your music in the 70s and looking forward to the new album as well. I have to tell you that, you know, nowadays, back in the old days, you know, back in the 70s, there was only really one way to get the music out to people, and that was, you know, playing hits on the radio, getting your song on the radio. Now it's a whole different philosophy. I mean, you've got all sorts of streaming services, YouTube, and people, you know, find music all sorts of ways now. So you're probably opening up your music to a whole different generation and a whole vast majority of different people listening to your songs, I would imagine now, with the way that people can find music.
Yeah, I mean, there's good things and bad things about that. I think the good thing is that, for example, if you're a young writer today with your guitar or your piano, go into your bedroom, go into your lounge, sing your song, put it up on YouTube, and before you know it, record companies are always observing these things, and you could pick up a deal. In the early days, in the 60s and 70s, you know, you had to send tapes to record companies to publish it and stuff to try and get your songs heard. So,
yeah.
So I think that's a good thing. You know, the technology is incredible. I'm very totally computer illiterate, but social media is very important. And my daughter, Tara, she handles that for me, getting me to do things which I may not necessarily want to do, but I have to because it is important. It goes out there. You can be streamed millions of times. So it's a fascinating process. So I take it all on board.
Yeah, it's one of those, Gilbert, it's one of those necessary evils. You got to be on social media. It's like you got to have a website, whether you know about it or not, at least have somebody do it for you, like you say. You've been influenced by a lot of different bands and a lot of different songwriters. Who heavily influenced you the most growing up? What did you listen to as a teenager, for instance?
Well, I listened to everything on the radio as a youngster and stuff. You know, radio under the bed late at night and stuff. Radio was the essential thing for me.
Yeah.
It still is to a certain extent. But songwriting for me, the biggest influence were the Beatles and stuff. When they arrived in 62 with Love Me Do and then Please Please Me, everybody of my generation wanted to be in a band and stuff. And what you liked about the Beatles, unlike previous artists and groups, was that they wrote their own songs, they couldn't read music, and they looked different. They were fantastic. And so they were the big influence on the songwriting front. And then on the vocal front, it was Bob Dylan. I loved Bob Dylan. And Bob Dylan doesn't have a great voice, but it's a distinctive voice. I don't have a great voice, but I do have a distinctive voice, so I kind of identified with him. If you heard my demos from about 1964, you'd hear a young song being sung by somebody who's trying to sing to me.
Well, you picked that. You picked out two great influential groups, the Beatles and, of course, Bob Dylan, one of our great songwriters of our generation. The Beatles were kind of the soundtrack of my life as well. I'm a child of the 60s, so to speak, you know. I know you're looking forward to performing live again. This is kind of cool. You're going to be in Boston in the first part of March. What can people expect to see on the live tour on some of these intimate shows that you're performing?
Well, it's 2 hours of up close and personal. The nice thing about myself and my guitar player doing this, it's intimate, and it's that up close and personal. I mean, I meet people afterwards, and they say what they like about this is that they get to hear the lyrics clearer. I have a great band who are not with me this time and stuff, and sometimes the criticism of the band was that you couldn't hear what I was singing. So it's kind of nice that people have the opportunity now to hear the songs very, not so much loud, but clearer. And it's working out very well. The reaction thus far has been really good.
Yeah,
looking
so
forward to...
So it's just you and the guitar? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, me and a keyboard and my guitar player, Bill Shanley. Bill Shanley's a wonderful guitar player. In the past, he's played with Ray Davis as a sideman.
Nice.
He's a wonderful guitar player.
Well, we're looking forward to the new album, which is out now. The album is out now, I'm assuming, right? Driven?
Absolutely, yeah. That's it.
Okay, looking forward to seeing that. And, of course, Gilbert O'Sullivan in tour, coming to New England, our part of the country. He'll be in Boston, Massachusetts on March 11th. Gilbert O'Sullivan, nice to talk to you. Thank you for the music. We appreciate it. And good luck with the new album. We appreciate you talking to us today on the Pulse of New Hampshire.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Good talking to you.